Political cartoonists the world over have a new subject in President-elect Obama. Cartoonists have had a lot of time to practice their drawing during the long campaign, but now that Obama's been elected, well, things are a little different. Patrick Chapat draws a twice-weekly cartoon for the International Herald Tribune. His drawings also appear in a couple of newspapers in Switzerland, and we've featured his work at theworld.org. Chapat says Tuesday's election was indeed historic, and not just because Obama will become the first African-American president.
It was a historic day. It's a historic moment for all the thin people of the world. I mean, it's the proof that skinny people can become president of the United States. And that's so in this regard, he's not difficult to draw. It's just a line, more or less, with a head on top.
What kind of feedback are you getting in Europe to your depiction of Obama as an image, not necessarily your actual message?
The first day was really difficult for us, the day of the election, because it was a day of really emotions, raw emotions. I mean, you got people crying all over the world, even in Switzerland, about a guy they didn't know anything about him, you know, 2 years ago. Raw emotions are not good material for cartoonists. Really.
Why not?
It's not our job. I mean, I've seen a lot of cartoons full of hope and good feelings. That's not what editorial cartoons are about, really. We are only good at pointing the finger on contradictions, on things that don't work. So the first day was difficult, but it's getting easier now because we are beginning to ask the big questions. How is he going to manage to save the world and manage the two wars he has on his hands and the recession looming and all that stuff?
That's kind of the message of this one, where Obama is in a toga and the man is saying, now, you know, looking at Wall Street crumbling and Iraq smoldering, now there would be a few miracles to accomplish.
Exactly. I drew him like a saint. And this saint has a few miracles to now accomplish.
Well, you've had some very sweet cartoons this past week, one depicting a black man and a white man in the United States hugging each other and the people from the rest of the world saying, yes, they could. But other international political cartoonists have been more pointed, showing, for example, a Ku Klux Klan member outside the White House looking kind of resigned to the fact that a black man is president. Another cartoon shows George Bush departing, leaving a pair of shoes behind. One shoe is labeled Iraq, the other is the economy. And George Bush is saying to Barack Obama on the left side of the frame, just shine them. They're not your cartoons, we should point out, but for many international political cartoonists, that this is a common theme. Did you intentionally avoid these stereotypes? And do you understand why some non-American cartoonists have been drawn to that?
Yeah, I think yesterday was not the day to draw guys from the Ku Klux Klan, really. The question of race is not something you can fully understand outside the U.S., but at the same time, in the U.S., you're not always well-placed to tackle it up front. So cartoonists abroad have tackled the question of race in a more upfront way, more directly. In the States, it's a very sensitive question. It's taboo.
Chapat, I have a specifically European question for you. Some cartoonists in Europe seem to be frozen in a kind of colonial depiction of blacks, kind of the way Hergé drew Africans in the classic graphic novel Tintin in the Congo, you know? And that style is kind of showing up in some Barack Obama cartoons now. Is that insulting to the millions of Africans and African descendants in Europe?
You mean graphically?
Graphically, yeah.
Is it the case in my cartoons?
None in your cartoons. Like I said, you've got the ears right. otherwise, it kind of looks like Barack Obama. But, you know, I'm finding in some of these cartoons that does seem to be kind of the graphic depiction of this man.
It's a complex question. You have to find the right middle, because it's true that in Europe, you're mentioning Hergé and Tintin, and it's true that there was a depiction of Africans that was very racist in a way. It's dated, so you don't want to draw Africans the way Hergé did. Same time in the US, it has evolved in the other direction with political correctness in the 90s. I mean, how do you caricature Obama without falling into the racist trap? That's really tricky. I mean, I would say as a caricaturist, he has a pretty big mouth. Would you agree? I mean, his mouth is
he's got that kind of Julia Roberts smile, you know, when he smiles, it just kind of like takes over his face.
But it's a beautiful mouth. I mean, it would be ridiculous to draw Obama with a small, thin mouth. So that's first. And then he has his ears, but nothing to envy George W. Bush, who we drawn with huge ears. So that's okay. But it's tricky, really.
Chapat is a political cartoonist based in Geneva. He draws a twice-weekly cartoon in the International Herald Tribune and also contributes to several Swiss newspapers. Patrick Chapat, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You can see Patrick Chapat's cartoons, as well as those of other international cartoonists, at theworld.org.